Hello and welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am the Pastor John McClain, here with the illustrious, the innumerable, the undefeatable, the unfathomable Andreas Ruiz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Undefeated. Yeah.
Undefeated. Undisputed.
Undisputed.
Untouchable.
Yeah.
Invincible. Yeah. Invisible.
Invincible.
Yeah. Not the invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Something
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. But anyways, as you guys caught, this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Pleasure to have you back. Pleasure to bring you another action-packed, awesome, magnificent show called the Common Good Radio Show. Today we have some amazing guests on the show. We have one of our favorite organizations, NGAP Ministries, here. Mm-hmm. The representative we have speaking is Miss Dawn Terry. She's with the foster program. And then on the second half of the show, we get to have our favorite guest, which we get to have on once a month, Dr. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Herrera with the Tucson International Academy, also the host of the Making College Come True radio show. Yep. Alongside yours truly. And that's it. That's our show. And it'll be really good. But before we do any of that, this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if we did not give praise to a very amazing Father that blesses us so very much, that just pours love and grace and compassion into our heart that we are able to pour to others and bless us with our amazing children and you're here in these case with to be able to be, you know, parents to other people in our community in so many different ways. And we thank a very loving God for making this possible. And we do so this week with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So that is us. We are the Common Good Radio Show, and we love God, it turns out. So thank you, Lord, for getting this show started. We put you first, and now let's jump over to an organization that certainly was heavily inspired by the works of God, and to try to feel the, you know, the calling that God brought, you know, the Ayer family to, and as a consequence, probably hundreds and possibly thousands of other people that have been able to feel their calling to God because of it. And speaking of one of those people, we have actually four of them in studio, but we have one of them across from me on the microphone and the ones and twos. And her name is Miss Dawn Terry, and she's with the foster care program with GAP Ministries. Thank you, Dawn, for being here with us.
Thanks for having us here.
Yeah. Yeah. So a question that I love asking every GAP Ministry person that we've had on the show, which we, just like Tucson International Academy, GAP Ministry has actually been one of the original sponsors of this show. Mm-hmm. So in a lot of ways, this show wouldn't exist if it wasn't for GAP Ministries, as well as a lot of other things. But for those who haven't, one, heard our show and haven't heard when GAP Ministries was on the show, what is GAP Ministries, Dawn?
GAP Ministries is an organization here in Tucson that, well, now we do all kinds of things, but our primary goal is to help children in our community that need help. So first with group homes, that's how they started. And then now, of course, we have foster and we have visitation, parent aid. We have a lot of different ways of helping kids.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
And then, so, I mean, I guess just from your purview, what would you say are some of like the major achievements that you see GAP Ministries achieve in your time with them?
I've seen them grow and adjust and change with the times, because we have to be able to keep up and be flexible to keep helping children the way they need help.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be from, like I said, what they need and not maybe what we might think. So we're always learning, always growing, always changing.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, I used to work with foster kids myself, and it's a really a challenging job at times, and also very rewarding. And so, like, right now, what do you feel the foster kids are having struggles with, you know, with COVID and all these things that are going on? What do you feel are some challenges that you've been having, and how have you guys been able to overcome these challenges that these kids are having right now?
I'd say the biggest challenge that we've seen is that children observe everything, and they see everything going on around them. So if they see the adults in the home struggling or talking about things, they hear the news, then the children in foster care also see and hear the same things.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is up to the caregiver to kind of be that buffer between the children and what's going on, because it's a lot for adults to take in, but these kiddos already have stress. So mm-hmm. this just adds to it. So it's really important that we're able to support the parents or the caregivers as best we can,
mm-hmm.
To make sure that the kids are still protected as much as possible.
Okay. And so what is your role within GAP Ministries? And I guess explain to us what that means.
So I'm a licensing worker. So
okay.
I am assigned families, and I work with the families I'm assigned with to be licensed with the state, to maintain the rules with the state, and then we also help them navigate the DCS system, the behavioral health system for the child or children in the home. And we provide the parents with that support.
Mm-hmm.
So we make sure that they have all the training possible, that mm-hmm. they have, if they just need to call and vent, that we're there for them for things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Also to explain the legal jargon that happens in court.
Mm-hmm.
That's so, the majority of what
so if
do.
They want to be a foster parent, they're probably, through GAP Ministries, they're probably going to see you at some capacity to help them kind of get through things, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah, right after foster parent college is the first step that they do. After that, they're assigned to a worker.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start the whole process with them from the very beginning till they decide to close their license.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say we got probably about a minute and a half, and so I'll have you speed through this process. But like, let's just say I'm interested in being a foster parent, and I want to go through the process. Explain that process to me, if you don't mind.
So the best way to do is to go to what we call a meet and greet.
Okay.
That gives a really quick summary of how that works. The parents have to. Potential applicants, I should say, they have to go through foster parent college.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I can't remember exactly how long right now, my brain drawing a blank, but it's a class to prepare them for what they're going to navigate.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing like 8 to 10 weeks, something like that.
Yes.
Five weeks. 5 weeks.
That's what the corner tells us.
Okay.
Five weeks. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Uh-huh. So at that point, after they're done with that, they're assigned to a worker, and then we help them with that process. They get interviewed. There's mm-hmm. lots of paperwork. They have to have an inspection by the state. And then after they're approved and the application's approved, then they get a placement, a child in their care.
Nice. Nice. All right. We will talk about all that and more after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I have a friend. His name is Andreas Ruiz. He's a motivational coach and speaker. He has a little message just to share with you.
Yeah, so for anybody that's interested in taking their life to the next level, and if you want to get some help by creating that strategy for that vision that maybe you've been thinking about for like weeks, months, years, maybe a decade, I can help you with that. And then I can also help you overcome that fear that is stopping you from taking the action so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose so that you can leave a legacy. So if you're interested in a session, a consult, so I can show you how I can help you, send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com, and I'd be more than happy to help you with that. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We will be right back after this.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
All in Balance Bookkeeping at AIBBookkeeping.net has been serving Tucson for over 25 years in the nonprofit and for-profit sectors. All in Balance Bookkeeping is ready to take the stress of bookkeeping off of your shoulders for a price that won't cost an arm and a leg. All in Balance Bookkeeping services includes digital bookkeeping, QuickBooks consulting, cleanup and payroll for manageable and affordable rates. Call All in Balance Bookkeeping today at 520-660-5854 to schedule a free consultation. Or go to AIBBookkeeping.net to book now.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today. Hello, everybody. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We're highlighting the good in your community, in our community. And if you hear something in the background, that's just our next door neighbors washing their hands. No big deal.
I hope so. It's just their hands.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Hopefully nobody's doing a bird bath at work, huh? Having water issues at home.
I was thinking about that, but yeah, we'll just leave it at that. Yeah, you know, absolutely. Let's keep it good.
Yeah, there we go. So before we left, we were talking with Miss Dawn Terry with GAP Ministries. She is a what's the name of your role again?
A licensing worker.
A licensing worker with GAP Ministries. For those who don't know what that means, including myself, I just learned what that means. That is somebody who not only is licensed to be a foster parent themselves, right?
Not anymore.
Okay. That's a person who helps people that are licensed to be foster parents keep up with their license and gives them the tools and resources they need to be the best foster parent they could possibly be.
Yes.
Right? Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
No, I worked with foster kids, I remember the kind of like the caseworkers, like, is that, yeah. So they would do a lot of stuff, man. I mean, they would go sometimes like above and beyond with what they would do with the paperwork, and I could see how taking them to appointments and just there's a lot of stress. It's not an easy job, honestly. It does take a lot of work and dedication, and so I mean, I really respect what you do because I have seen it personally with my own eyes, just how much it takes to really do that type of work.
Yeah. I remember when you worked with the foster kids and you guys used to come by once a month and volunteer at our program at Veteran Rescue Mission. I felt the same way about you, man. That was like, you're there with, you know, the dozen kids and you're just like kind of like corralling them, making sure everybody's happy and entertained.
Oh, man.
And
yeah,
it was like everybody was always happy and they looked up to you like you're the big brother. It was really cool to see. So yeah. I'm definitely
that was fun.
Honored and proud, to be around awesome people that do something I could not do. I got kids and I promise you that's the limit. That's it. Like, I'll take care of you and your friends and that's the line, guys. But I guess tell us more about, you know, what made you think to work for GAP Ministries in the first place, and then, you know, what that journey looks like.
About 10 years ago, I decided to switch out of retail and get into social work.
Okay.
So I started going, I applied at GAP. I volunteered first doing homework with kids in the houses. Then I was a support staff. And then they asked me one day to go to the teen girl house and do night out to give the parents a break.
Okay.
And then those parents left, and my husband and I decided to be house parents, and we took over that house and lived there for 5.5 years as the house parents there.
Nice. Oh, wow. Mm.
And then moved out after that, and I was managing the house from outside of the house. And then about 2.5 years ago, I switched over to foster licensing department instead.
Mm. Nice. How was that experience for you with those 5.5 years with you and your husband being in the house and just taking care of, was it girls, guys, or?
All teen girls.
All teen girls. How was that experience for you?
Extremely difficult and stressful.
Yeah, I bet.
but it was rewarding. We saw some of the best stories come out of there. We had a lot of girls continue on to college, finish high school, all different success story. So it was a great experience.
Is there like one particular success story that you can think about that was really impactful, not only for the youth but for yourself? Like,
I'd say there are several, but I'd say the one that we probably have seen the most growth, continued growth, is one girl that came to us from Mexico, and she came from a very hard background, and she lived with us for 2.5 years. But after she aged out of the system at 21, she came and lived with us. So she's our daughter now.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And she finished her associate's degree in social work.
Dang, that's amazing.
And now she's a support staff at GAP again, giving back.
So wow.
So that's probably the best one.
That's really cool that you were able to help this person. I mean, this kid that's not even your kid, and to be able to help her see her greatness, because that's what I really believe you did. You gave her hope, you gave her belief in herself, and now she's doing, and you, just by watching you, you probably influenced her most likely to do something that, had she not met you, she would have never done that. And that's just really amazing what the work that you did for her. And now, like you said, she's your daughter pretty much.
Yeah, she is. She definitely is. And I think that while we blessed her life, she blessed our life so much more. So it goes both ways. It's not just about giving to kids. We learn a lot.
What does that do for you as a parent? I mean, just as a foster parent, like, what do you feel that it, how does it help you as a person, you know, just to do that type of work? And then what she did for you, like, how do you feel about that?
Like, I feel like we learn compassion at a whole other level.
That's deep.
And we also, it helps us going forward with other people, just to understand where they're coming from. So we look beyond what were the behaviors, and we ask the why.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing. Everybody should be a foster parent, and then that way we could all have compassion. You know what I mean? So that's really cool.
Yeah. So, I can imagine being a foster parent was difficult, even though, funny enough, it's something that certainly I considered in my life and still may. But I imagine it was really difficult. And was it that difficulty that made you think of a different place within Gap Ministries? Or what was it that made you think, let me try something else within Gap Ministries and see how it works out for me?
The reason I switched positions is because burnout was a real thing. So I started getting too tired. And to be responsible, we both had to take a step to the side and back up. So that's what we did.
And
I decided to go back to college, get a higher degree, and to be able to help these kiddos from even a different perspective now. So that's my ultimate goal, to keep growing, to make sure that I'm helping the best way we can.
And how has your experience been in this, I guess I'd say, this new position that you've been in 2.5 years, I guess in comparison to the other one, or just in general?
They're just so different, because we were primary caregiver, we were direct care, and now being in this role, I'm supporting the foster parents to support the children in their home. I can have a pretty good understanding of how they're feeling in a lot of situations that they're going through, and I can help them to not feel like they're just alone in this, that they have backup, that they have someone in their corner too, because it's a difficult system to navigate.
And somebody in their corner that already has experienced it is more powerful, because that way you can just kind of give them tips, and then they can say, okay, well, she understands me because she's been through it. So I think it just makes it a lot better for them. You're kind of coaching them in a way, just to let them know, hey, maybe if you do things this way, or just giving them pointers, I'm assuming, is very helpful for them.
Yeah, that's my goal. That's our goal, is to make sure that we're supporting them as best they can, because what they're doing is a very difficult job.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and so, well, I guess, well, we have probably about 30 seconds before I have to go, so I should have even asked this question, but what do you see next for yourself after this?
I'm hoping to work with kids, like, in a therapeutic way.
Nice.
So maybe counseling.
Cool.
Nice. Nice.
Good stuff.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you also for bringing your cohort here, who didn't want, yeah,
unknown,
who didn't want to speak, but we're going to put her on the hidden camera that we have.
So. Yeah, it's right up.
Yeah. But thank you for coming. Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. And just in case anybody wants to help or wants to be part of Gap Ministry, how can they contact you?
Gapministries.com.
Gapmin.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And also, if you haven't been to 1118 North Jones Boulevard to donate to Veteran Thrift, in which all of the proceeds go to our Homeless Veteran Transition Program, Veteran Rescue Mission, to help us better shelter and help connect veterans and with housing and benefits, please do also go to veteranrescuemission.org to see more information about this show, about Veteran Thrift, about Making College Come True radio show, about me and Andreas's book. There's just a lot of information there. VeteranRescueMission.org is where you can find it. We'll be right back.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Hello, you beautiful people. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andres Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching.
Yes.
Yeah, you motivate people, don't you?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
You motivate me, you motivate...
I think we all motivate each other in this room.
Yeah, this is sure. It's like the power team for sure.
Oh, yeah. The power team, I like that. Yeah. I remember the power team when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, they did some mega things.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, there we go.
Yeah, because I definitely, here. I know, I especially felt, even at Sands, which Sands is like a powerhouse place, with the three of us together, we're a powerhouse team. Like, yes, I haven't seen too many teams that like... are more impressive than the three of us, and we see a lot of them, like Brian and Jamar and Jeff. Like, that's a really solid team at the Sands Club.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they ain't got nothing on us.
There you
that's
go.
Right.
Well, awesome. Well, for those who don't know that beautiful voice, that's Dr. Jennifer Herrera. She is the my favorite part of the Making College Come True radio show, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator, the author of the book Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, and the newest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson with the radio show Making College Come True, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Her name is Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Woo,
there you go.
She's also known as Dr. J on them streets. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ask around.
Yay. Well, it's good to be here.
Yeah. It's always a treat to have you on. We know you as our favorite guest.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes. I love that. So I like to be a favorite.
Here. Yeah. And you always like, we always share this positivity when you're on the show. So we all leave here like skipping and jumping, ready to go run a marathon.
No, yeah. And I think that ever since we've had the radio show with Jennifer, we've been here through this journey of COVID. And the three of us have been really just moving forward and just continuing to be of service. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what really has us connect with each other. What are your thoughts about that?
100%. That's the whole goal. Like, you know, when you're in times of crisis and you see everyone else around you, you have to like settle for yourself what's really important. And I think being of service, that's really it. Because when you're serving others at the highest possibility that you can do, you feel served somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it's a triple win. It's like them, you, and the you know, the universe, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, what have the benefits been for you with just being of service to so many people? Honestly, like, you've impacted thousands of lives, I would say, honestly, because
you guys are too kind to be.
No, I'm serious. Like, you really have impacted so many lives, including ourselves, John and I.
Thank
and
you.
I mean, how has that helped you in your life, not only to help those people, but how has it helped you?
Well, it's helped me by, so I think one of my drivers or something that drives me in life is when I see a indiscretion that is harming somebody who's actually a really good person and they're trying to do something, but because I'm not in the middle of it, I can see kind of some bad being done to them. Like that they're a little bit of not a victim, but they're taking abuse they shouldn't have to take. Mm-hmm. And there's mm-hmm. ways to overcome that. And some of it's just yourself. Like they're mm-hmm. abusing themselves with their mindset. Mm-hmm. So I just can't stand to watch it. So I have to try to help them. It just drives me. Mm-hmm. And it gets a little touchy because sometimes I've been told, mind your own business. Mm-hmm. Some of my family members have said, why do you always have to get involved? Why do you always have to get in the middle of it? Mm-hmm. And it's not that I want to be in the middle of it. Okay, really, I don't like drama.
Yeah.
But I want to help that person because I believe that that person has something that they're offering to the world that's being hindered. Mm. So my like whole philosophy of life is that everybody here has a purpose and a reason that they're here, and they should be allowed to express who they are, and they should be allowed to offer that service that they have to mankind. And they can't if they're constantly bombarded by false garbage, like mm-hmm. you know, false rules or false overly emphatic negativity, mm-hmm. And then sometimes it's just within themselves. So it's not always an outward thing. Sometimes it's an inward thing. So both battles, if I can help, I want to.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. really cool. And where do you think you get that caring heart of yours that you care so much about people just to get them out of that victim mode? Why do you have that? I mean, that compassion, that empathy, that love for these people that you want to help them. Where does that come from?
Man, that's a good question. I mean, maybe my family. My family's very independent, and we functioned as a family, but each one of us, boy, we are so different. I mm-hmm. mean, my dad was different than my mom, and my mom was different than all of us, and each of my brothers are so different than me. Mm-hmm. But we have this, like... perseverance attitude. So mm-hmm. somewhere along the line, I got perseverance, mm-hmm. which I think a lot of people today don't have. Mm-hmm. Today, they're mm-hmm. like, microwave, oh, it didn't happen, so I'm done. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, you're stopping right before the big payoff, mm-hmm. you know? But they can't see it. But for me, maybe I was, it was demonstrated for me in life. So I saw it, and I know it's true. Mm. Just stick with it, and it'll pay off. Mm-hmm. So I already learned that. I'm trying to think what else might motivate me would probably be my faith, you know, my faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
Source, you know, one mm-hmm. true God. That's, you know, that's my background, and that's how I operate. I operate out of service to Him. I believe life's a gift. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing. It's a positive thing. It's not a negative thing to be alive on this earth. Yeah, mm-hmm. the earth can be kind of not so friendly at times. I mean, mm-hmm. we go through ups and downs, right? It's like at times it seems like everything's great, and at times it's like, wow, what happened?
Yeah.
And when did this start happening? And when did I feel so claustrophobic with the economy and mm-hmm. things like that? But I think that there's seasons, so I never fret too much. I always think, well, this too will pass, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, how can I get out of it the fastest? And then working with Tony Robbins, I learned how to shortcut everything.
Mm.
I mean, that's the whole thing of Tony Robbins. I don't know if anybody, if you don't know Tony Robbins, look him up.
Oh, man.
This guy, Andreas, is like Tony Jr., yeah. if you ask me. And a lot of the strategies that you offer, Andreas, you know, and really you too, John. It's
yeah,
like you
absolutely.
Have fast-tracked the people that you're helping off the streets. I mean, mm-hmm. that's a huge thing, yet
oh, yeah.
they're able to do it mm-hmm. because they have the fast track with you.
Mm-hmm.
So fast-tracking a change, I think, makes it less painful.
Mm-hmm.
You're out of pain a little quicker, and you don't have to suffer. Mm-hmm. I don't like to see suffering, especially unnecessary suffering. I know sometimes we have to suffer mm-hmm. because we made a decision, mm-hmm. and okay, so now we have to suffer. Like, I made a decision on my way here to take my own shortcut to beat the people who were ahead, and it didn't work. It backfired. Made me late. So, and I've been working so hard not to be late. So it's like, oh, man. So, yeah, well, it is what it is. You know, we have choices, and with those choices, there will be a result. And can we shape that result? I say yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can. You can do it a number of ways. You can shape your own self-defeat. You can shape what's happening around you so that you don't receive it. You can do so many things.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, and so we'll talk good. About all that and more after
That's
this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Please go to veteranrescuemission.org. The big thing we're asking for right now is cars, RVs, and used vehicles. We have lots of veterans that actually need vehicles to get to their appointments and get to job interviews, as well as we need all the support we can get to our program. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate today.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McLean here with Andres Ruiz with I Believe in Myself Coaching. Like that, don't you? I know you do. We are here with our favorite guest at the Common Good Radio Show, Mrs. Doctor. That sounds weird, huh?
Mrs.
Doctor. She's definitely not a Mr. Doctor Jennifer Herrera. So this is Dr. Jennifer Herrera here in studio with us, and I like to do this every single time she comes on, but definitely want to thank her and Tucson International Academy. If it wasn't for them, this show may not exist. We certainly wouldn't be existing for almost 2 years now, and all the amazing organization, all the amazing things that we've been able to do, you've helped make that possible.
So, well, great. My pleasure. I love it. I love what you're doing. I love the positive messaging that you're offering, because there's a lot of people not offering that. So
That's it. Yeah. We just want to, you know, so too often do we hear there's nothing good in the news. So I'm glad with this show and with your show, we're able to kind of change that and really make it so if you want to find good on the news, tune into us.
That's right.
Yep.
There's always a good, something good is always happening. And I think that's a misunderstanding. I think if you're only listening to one news source or a primary news source, you are missing out. I would say, come on, people, venture out, see a few other things that are happening in the world, because they too are valuable and they count. And there is a lot of good happening. We just need to focus equally. You can't just be negative all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for those people that are like caught up in being in that negative, and you know, what would you like, 1 to 3 tips that you would give them so that they can get out of that negative mindset way of thinking? Like, what would you tell them, for anybody that's listening that is having struggles right now with what's going on in the world? Like, what 3 tips would you give them to get out of that negative mindset?
I love this question. I have a lot more than 3 tips, but to keep it to that point, because it is a very, that is the heart of the matter, is, that you have to attack it from many things. So if you're feeling negative, you have to, I mean, my first thing to look at would be, what is this person's environment on a daily basis? So it's who you hang out with. It's also where you work. Sometimes you can't control your boss. I mean, I've had good bosses. I've had bad bosses. I've had everything in between. Sometimes it's your relationship. I mean, when you're not getting along at home and your family or where you're living, even if it's just a roommate and you're not married or whatever, it matters. I mean, when you're not getting along, it messes with you. So keeping peace internally is probably the most important thing you can do. So how do you keep peace internally? You have to get in alignment with your true beliefs. And sometimes we don't know our true beliefs. We don't know why we keep blowing up. Like one quick story, a mentor of mine, someone I really admire, told a story that she went to happened to be a Tony Robbins event, and it was the one that's more psychology based. And what they do is they go through a system of self-examination where they find out what is the driving message that you're defaulting back to that's not serving you. And hers was, oh, why do I have to do everything? I always have to do everything. You know, nobody ever helps her. You know, that feeling of never being helped. And where did it come from? Well, she was the oldest. She had to take care of some kids. She didn't get the lucky break on the scholarship. She had to pay for all her things and still paying. You know, it's just that kind of thing. And why do I always have to do everything? That can go into your marriage. Like your husband says, can you pick up this? I forgot it. Oh, well, yeah, sure. I mean, I always have to do everything, so I might as well. Mm-hmm. So that added to that negative. And so she was like, why do I say that? So she had to trace it back. And to be honest, I can't remember what deep, dark thing it was. It wasn't that dark, but it was a habit. It latched on somehow, got anchored into her psyche. And then she just, it would come out all the time. But it was a lie because she didn't really honestly feel that way. She liked serving people. So it didn't fit, right? So she was out of alignment. So once they got rid of that phrase, and how they did it, just simple things like meditating, rejecting, saying like, oops, nope, pulling that out of my head, and then just, you know, not allowing that to reside with you, and then changing to a new positive statement. I cannot remember her positive statement, but it's something like, I serve all for the common good, you know, common good radio show, right? I mean, choosing that every day, and I enjoy it. And I love it. It's my mission. And then that was more true for her. So guess what? Pretty soon she was easily able to let go of the other phrase, and that didn't come up. So when she was a little bit inconvenienced about helping, she's like, eh, why not? Because I do live for the common good. You know, so there you go.
That's interesting you say that, because I, and I'll tell another, a little story as well.
Let's hear it.
Is, before I ever got into homeless advocacy work, I really didn't know anything about homeless people. And I really, I didn't have an understanding. And my thoughts always were with people that were on the streets is just like, oh man, I lost my train of thought.
It's because you have so much that you've learned out there.
Tell me again what you were just saying. And it'll
the phraseology, like how do you get out of that mindset?
Tell me your story again.
Well, like the idea that, oh, well, of course I have to do it because I have to do everything. Why do I have to do everything myself? I always have to do
kinda
everything
like
myself.
Kind of like a victim mentality. Yeah. And then changing change your story. And
of course, I'll help.
And then you change your life, but
I can't grab it.
But but you know,
it'll
like,
come back.
But you said something so powerful right now with the changing the story. And I know that you and I talk about Tony Robbins all the time. But what is that like? That it kind of you talked about reframing, but what have you seen in your experiences?
No. Go ahead. I got it. Okay. So the change in the story. So I used to always, like you were saying, like I was like that girl. I was used to always be like, man, everybody, I don't want to get my stuff. This is my stuff. Everybody's always trying to take advantage of me and trying to get my stuff from me and trying to take it. And then I got into, you know, homeless advocacy work, and it's just, and now I say my gift is giving. Like whatever they do, like particularly like I know that people have this idea in their head, like I don't want to give it to a homeless person because they're just going to spend it on drugs or alcohol and that's all they're going to do with it. And now I think I don't care what they spend it on. You know, that's their, that's their thing.
That's their choice.
Yeah, that's not my thing. My thing, my good deed was I gave it to them. And me and God, we have a relationship where like God gave me a thumbs up. He's like, good job, John. That's where I left it. And that's where it'll go. I won't take it to this place where like, oh, I hope he doesn't spend it on drugs. I hope he doesn't do this and this, that, and the other thing. Because that's, you know, that doesn't serve anybody. And that's
it brings
like,
judgment,
yeah,
right?
And like you're saying, if I can if I can serve God, that's where it's at.
Right.
One way or the other. No matter, you know, how I want to factor it, if I can bring it back to that, then we're all winning.
That's
you know,
right.
You know, when you say that, that reminds me of something. I used to work, when I used to work with somebody, I would tell her, yeah, I gave this guy $3, and he probably ended up getting drugs or whatever. And she said, yeah, but maybe you saved somebody's life. And I said, how did I save somebody's life? And she said, well, maybe that person was about to kill somebody for those $3, but you gave it to them and you saved a life. You never know. And I was like, that was like mind blowing. And I said, that's true. What if this guy was really fiending for drugs or alcohol, whatever, and he was about to commit a crime and I gave him those $3 and I just saved somebody's life, not his, but maybe somebody else's life, or maybe I saved his life too. Who knows? You never know. But like you said, giving without any expectations and then just things coming back to you in a way that you could have never imagined. And like for you, like what do you feel you've done to give and you just weren't expecting, you gave, and then all of a sudden things started coming your way? Have you ever had any experiences like that? Or
to be honest, all the time.
Yeah.
It's like I always heard people say you can't outgive God. And I thought, whatever, you know, you goody two shoes, you know. But then I would take that challenge up a little bit. I'd be like, you know, ready to give or something, and I'd be like, I'm just gonna double it, you know, or I'm just gonna I'm gonna not only give him food, I'm gonna go get him like an ice cream too, you know, or you know, just like trying to one up just for the fun of it. Because to me, everything is a game.
Yeah.
Why not? Why
a little
not?
Bit of a competition. Sometimes it's self-competition. But I enjoy living like that. And I'm telling you, it is true. You cannot outgive God. Like, I can give my last penny. Like, just recently, we go to church, we tithe, whatever. And I still like to empty my wallet on Sunday. Whatever's in there, I'll try to stick it in as an offering. You know, offering is different than tithe. Mm-hmm. And I just do it almost for kicks, because I'm telling you, out of nowhere, here comes like triple what my last money was.
Wow.
I am never without money. Never broke.
I believe it.
It's like I can't give it away fast enough. It just comes back. So, I mean, once I learned that money comes around, that is something my father taught me. Mm. My father gave everything away. Sometimes we're like, great, we're not even going to get to use the new motorcycle because Dad already loaned it, you know. So, like, I mean, and where I'm from too, in Brookville, Indiana, I swear they'd pick me up at the airport and I'd say, well, whose vehicle are we in today? And they're like, I don't know, I think it's John's, I'm not sure, he borrowed our truck, so we're just using his car. And well, it's all I had to drive, so I had to pick you up in it. I'm like, geez, you know, people are just borrow each other's vehicles. And but that's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. In a small community, you know each other very well. You're most likely related in some way. And it's just that tight. And I believe that still goes on. And I think it's really refreshing that people can trust one another and do that.
Yeah.
But that's that abundance mentality. That's not a, well, they better not hurt my truck, you know, or they better not, you know. Mm-hmm. They brought the truck back with new dents. It's like, somebody else put that one. That's that's John's. That's Sarah's. That's
So that abundance. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think you're going to probably allude to what I talk about, because I talk with you a lot regularly about.
Yeah.
And that's what the transition you saw me go from the poverty mindset to the abundance mentality.
Yeah.
Where now I have the abundance mentality, where I'm just like, give it all, take it. You know, I can't give enough, because I mean, for me particularly, around the Mother Teresa quote, no person's ever starved to death by giving too much. So, and I want to think that's, you know, in a way, maybe that's what you're going through, this transition from that poverty mindset to this abundance mentality, because like you've seen, you got plenty, and you ain't gonna ever be running out of any anytime soon, buddy.
Yeah.
Right.
No, and speaking of that, I wanted to ask you, like, for anybody that's having struggles with abundance, or like, what would you give them? Like, I know we have like a minute, but 1 to 3 tips that you could say, hey,
one this tip. Is how you can have an just abundance give one mindset. Tip. We got 30.
Well,
yeah, maybe
one tip. In college, I'll tell you this. I got that that was offered to me, and I never thought about giving. And I went, and the first thing I did was I went into my wardrobe, and I pulled out half my wardrobe. And I gave it away. And I remember my roommates were like, hey, you know, you don't have to give everything away. They were worried about me. I was like, no, I'm doing it.
Wow.
Did it. And I swear I didn't even miss any of that stuff. I'm like, good Lord.
Nice.
So if I can give that away, because I love clothes. and then guess what? I got a ton more money that came out of an unexpected place. Actually, I think it was an inheritance or something. And I was able to not only buy a new wardrobe, but a better one, because I was now graduating in professional wardrobe.
Nice.
Boom.
Nice.
God takes care of us.
There we go. And we receive.
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go.
Good stuff.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. J, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And
I
you
love
guys
it.
Stick around. Get to hear that voice fun. More on the Making College Come True radio show following this. This is the Common Good radio show brought to you by Ben and Rescue Mission. And we'll be right back next week.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
Tickets are available for opening weekend with Tucson Roadrunners Professional Hockey on Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 4 from Tucson Arena for family fun, the best date nights ever, and your AHL affiliate of the Arizona Coyotes. Tickets on sale at TucsonRoadrunners.com/games.
Hey, go, Tucson! Track Therapeutic Ranch for Animals and Kids
is one happy family of diverse individuals enjoying Western life on and off horseback with something for everyone. Animal-assisted skills and therapeutics with equine-assisted learning and psychotherapy, birthday parties and events, and their Heroes First Wellness Renewal Program designed to help first responders, focusing on behavioral and emotional well-being. Call 298-9808 or go to tracktucson.org and donate to this local tax-exempt 501c3 organization.